The public has until midnight tonight to comment on the recently updated draft environmental impact study for the Keystone XL pipeline. Commenters include Montana's Governor Steve Bullock. In the final hours of the 45-day comment period, the submission count passed the 1,000 comment mark on the court-mandated update. Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, helped get it there. On Monday, his office submitted comments on behalf of the state of Montana, expressing concerns about potential spills and impacts to tribal nations. Commenters raised concerns over potential environmental impacts after the Keystone system had one of the biggest onshore spills of the past decade. It leaked an estimated 383,000 gallons of oil in eastern North Dakota last month, according to its Canadian owner, TC Energy. One commenter says, quote, "The very real risks of a devastating oil spill from the Keystone XL pipeline is far too great," end quote. Another says that he's, quote, "comfortable with the precautions the leaders of the project have taken to protect the surrounding environment," end quote, and that the pipeline should move forward because of its economic gain to the counties it'll cross. Now the State Department will consider all substantive comments. Those are comments that relate to the scope of the environmental draft. If necessary, it will complete more environmental analysis. Then the State Department will publish a final environmental draft and wait at least 30 days to issue a record of decision. The State Department did not respond to requests for comment in time for broadcast. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.